Hello.
Hi, Michelle. It's Sam here. I'm so sorry I couldn't call you after half an hour because I just got into another meeting. Are you available now to talk, or should I call you tomorrow?
No, this is fine.
Okay, perfect. All right. So I was actually going through the timeline. I am not digging up all the things from the past. I am carrying forward the timeline from the 21st of November, okay? That was the first time when you received a compiled file from us with blue pages. The background was blue on them, right?
I don't have my email opened right now. I'll take your word for it.
Okay, let me just tell you what I have, and then if there are any contradictions, you can double-check, and then you can get back to me. Okay, so 21st November, when we sent you the file, you said everything is looking good, but where's the book cover image? Now, the interior pages and the book cover, front and back, they are compiled separately. So that's the reason why the cover was not included. And then on the 23rd of November, we made certain changes as per your color theme, because in between that, you spoke to Patrick, and you told Patrick that there is a certain theme that you would like to follow, right? So we provided you the draft on the 23rd of November, and on that you highlighted the spelling mistake of your granddaughter's name, along with the color
thing. That was prior to the 21st of November. The book was supposed to be ready on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm coming
so
to that.
So that deadline, was missed.
Yes. The timeline was missed, but I'm telling you that the turnaround time, we weren't even following the standard turnaround time. We were getting back to you within 24 to 48 hours with the revisions. Anyhow, on the 23rd November, when you provided us a feedback on certain typos, for example, your granddaughter's name, and a couple of other things along with the color theme request. And then on the 24th of November, you provided a reference, the sample that you sent, that this is the kind of colors or the theme that you're looking for. And it was actually based on solid colors, the reference sample that you sent in. With that, you provided another revision on the content. Now, you could have provided this revision on the 23rd when you were highlighting the typos, but I believe you missed that out. So in addition to that, you provided that on the 24th of November. And on the 27th of November, we initiated to work on the revisions since 25th and 26th was the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. Now, moving forward, 28th of November, you and Patrick had a conversation regarding a duplicate page. You clarified that concern, and on the 29th, revised file was sent. Please note that the time duration still we are keeping for the revisions. We are giving you the revisions within 24 to 48 hours. And then you provide some revisions on the shades of the font variation, that something about it not being pure gold, or it should be more gold or something like that. See, font variation, color variation, that all depends on your preference. There's no right or wrong in that. You agree with me on that, right?
I agree that he was already told all of those things and just didn't do them, and it kept coming back to me over and over again, not completed. You aren't including any of the phone conversations that I had with him.
I am including all of those. See, from what I see, from the 21st of November till the 29th of November, we provided you three drafts, and not one time you mentioned regarding the font being gold. Or which variation of
what font being gold? I don't understand what you're talking about. What
this
font being gold?
Can you go ahead and pull up the emails on the 29th of November?
I don't have any font that is gold.
Well, you mentioned the color variation. Let me give you the exact quote, what exactly you said, okay? Just stay with me online. Okay, Michelle, stay with me on the line. I'm pulling up the exact email so I can give you the exact verbiage, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just another minute. I am pulling up the conversation. There are multiple emails back and forth in between you and Patrick, so it's just taking some time. Thank you very much for staying online. All right, here's your email. You've listed 7 bullet points on that. The first one says no cover image. The second one says page 10, background of text more golden orange, like within the ant hill. Background of text more orange to complement the flowers in the illustration. Background more golden, like the prairie. Background appears aqua, needs to be more blue like the sky in the illustration. To be very honest, Michelle, these are variations of the same color, and I do not technically count that as something right or wrong. It's just your preference, right? I can say I want pink.
No, it's not a preference. I had already made a book and sent it to him. All of those colors were in his possession from the get-go. So how can a team visually look at the picture and think that that matches? That doesn't even make sense. When I had already made a book and sent them the book with the colors over and over and over again, it happened.
But, Michelle, understand that when you're talking about
I want to end this.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to make this quick. And we are ending this. Don't worry about that. 30th to December 6th, you guys had calls back and forth. You were discussing about the printing. 5th December, you followed up with us regarding the final draft, and we shared it with you the same day. Cover image was sent to you on the 6th of December. I'm trying to tell you that there was no delay from our end. Yes, there were multiple revisions, but the revisions also included things like color variation. I can't dock anyone on color variation. For example, there's another reference. On the 6th, you said that it's pink. It needs to be more coral
he
color
knew,
variation.
He knew that from the beginning. Back in November, he knew all of those colors were there. And he sent them all in like a watercolor blue. You know, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, all right.
You know,
so
we're just going to end this, right?
Yeah,
just refund my money, and we'll just be done.
I'm coming
this
to that.
This is the worst experience I've ever had in my life. I can't believe this, and I'm a first-time author. You know, I have tons of books that I wanted to write. I was so excited when I talked to April.
Okay.
And this has just been a horrible experience from start to go. Oh, I just want it to end.
I'm sorry you feel that way, Michelle.
No, you're just trying to make excuses. The book was supposed to have been published after Thanksgiving so it could be on the market for Christmas. This is not my fault.
I understand
this is not my fault. He kept sending us back with mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake, over and over and over again. And I even said, request it again. Repeated requests. And they would just not even bother to look at the stuff.
Michelle,
he would send it to me laden with all these mistakes. So let's just end this conversation. I want to be done.
That's what I'm here for, Michelle. Understand that I'm not your enemy here. My entire point
don't sound like you're on my side. You're making all these excuses for their
No. I'm not doing that. See, every time you provided a revision, it was something new. And you have the email.
No, it wasn't something new. He knew all along from the beginning, and it kept coming back wrong. And I had to keep responding.
Let me give you one example. Let's go back to the 21st. When we provided you the initial file, you said everything is looking good. Where's the cover image? Then you came back on the 24th, and then you told us about the theme and the color palette and all of that. Now, you provided a reference. We tried to replicate that, but understand that there are variations and there's a gray area when it comes to color palettes, okay? Now, bottom line, I'm not trying to put this on you. I'm saying that I understand there's a delay, and I accept that. What I'm trying to tell you is that, but we have been trying to meet your requirements to our very best. We didn't keep the timeline.
Well,
we didn't make you wait
I'm
for
sorry,
for each revision. I understand that you won't agree with that, but I have the correspondence supporting that. Bottom line, at this point of time, you're asking for a refund. A refund would be catered to you. If you want to keep the files that we have finalized for you in terms of the book cover and the final files, the interior pages, you can keep that, and we can move forward with a 50% refund. Do you agree?
No, I do not agree.
What are you looking for?
I don't have a book. I want my money back.
But you do have a book, right?
I do not have a book published. No, I don't.
Okay.
I didn't have a book. I have nothing.
Let me put this forth to you. Within this week, your book would be published and live online because we are in the final stage. You have already provided your final confirmation on the files as well. So there are no more revisions. The hard part is over, Michelle. So if you want, I can have the book published and we can refund you a partial amount for the printed copies. That's my second offer. At least your book will be live before Christmas.
Yeah, it won't be under anybody's Christmas tree, that's for sure. And it certainly didn't help me pay my mortgage tomorrow.
Okay.
How?
Here's,
how are they going to order the book and have it printed?
Okay.
And what is...
Here's the resolution. I'm going to help you out with that, okay? See, if we put the book live now, at least on Amazon, let's focus on Amazon first, okay? So that once the book is live on Amazon, you can place the order for author copies and they will be delivered on in an expedited manner. That way you'll receive the copies.
And how are you going to get to me 100 books before Christmas or 120, whatever it was?
We can definitely not cater to that. That's the reason why I'm proactively, committing a refund to you. That instead of us taking all the time and then you not getting the books on time, I'm giving you an alternate resolution, a refund, plus a resolution in which your book will be live and you will have the copies. But you'll have to order the copies yourself. We'll provide you the funds from the amount that you've paid, and you can order the copies directly from Amazon. If you order author copies, you're going to get them way faster and expedited.
What are you going to refund me?
Just give me a quick moment. That is the decision that the finance takes. I am just the resolution provider. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. Let me reach out to them, and I will confirm that right now. But if you're in a hurry, I can send that to you in writing tomorrow as well, whatever suits you.
So now I'm not going to get the 100 books. I have to order them myself?
Yes, but I will assist you with that. I'm not going to leave you alone. I'll make sure you're going to get the copies. See, Michelle, instead of me being you know, instead of me telling you, you know what, everything is going to be okay, we'll provide you the books, and then I failed to deliver them on Christmas to you, rather than doing that, I prefer being transparent. So I'm proactively telling you that if we take the printing order, our printing press is going to take at least 10 working days for printing itself only. So I'm not going to rely on them. That's why I'm giving you an alternate resolution to move forward with Amazon. And once the book is live there, which will be very soon, we'll do that in an expedited manner, okay? Within 24 to 48 hours, we'll have the book live. Now, once we do that, then you have an option open to have the printed copies in your hand by Christmas. See, I'm not abandoning you. I'm giving you a refund and a resolution as well.
Can you let me finish? I don't need my copies by Christmas. I needed people to be able to order it before Christmas and have
it
in their home.
If the book is published,
okay, well, I want my book. I want my book.
Michelle, I think you're not understanding. The printing order will only take place from Amazon if your book is published there. Once it's published there, everyone can purchase it along with you. I'm giving you the option to order author copies from there instead of random customer copies. So your book will be live there. And that, I'm telling you, we'll get that catered within 24 to 48 hours max, no later than that. So you'll still have 10 days, and the people will have 10 days to order the book before Christmas.
So you'll have the book on Amazon in 48 hours, and then I have to order my own copy. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. I'm going to provide you a partial refund.
Okay, just write up what you're thinking, because I wanted 100 books. I wanted 100 of my own books. I'm supposed to go to the library. I'm supposed to do readings. And I don't want to have to order them myself. You guys were supposed to ship me 100 books.
But due to the timeline, we are not able to do that. That's the reason why I'm providing you a refund, right? I'm providing you a refund with a resolution. So I'm not leaving you like this. You know what? You know, I could have come up to you and said, Michelle, we cannot do this. I'm giving you your refund. You can take care of your own copies. I'm not doing that. I'm telling you that I'll make sure that you get the copies. I'm providing you another route as well. There are multiple other vendors and printing distributors who do this in a timely manner. And I do have all those contacts. The only problem is that since we have our in-house shipping facility, we do not outsource orders for printed books. But on the other hand, I'm giving you a refund and I'm providing you a resolution with guidance that this is how you can manage this. Right now, my main focus is not to just abandon you in the middle of the entire process. My main focus is that you make the ends meet. You wanted your book live before Christmas. I'm already doing that. You wanted the copies to be delivered by Christmas. I'm helping you out with that because I cannot do that. That's something that's not in my control. If I wanted, I could have said, okay, Michelle, I will go ahead and provide you the copies.
Yeah, I don't need my books before Christmas. I don't need my books before Christmas. I
need
the book to be live. I need the book to be live before Christmas so they could have ordered it for Christmas.
That is already happening.
Okay, so you can send me my 100 books, and that's fine if I get them in the first week of January. I don't care about that. My books are fine to come at the end of the month. Pardon me?
I'm saying that the printing order will be delayed since it's a peak season. I'm not even sure if they're going to take any printing orders at this point of time. So that's another difficulty. Take a refund for your printed copy, and we'll work on the publication. We'll complete the publication for you. No problem.
Okay, so you're going to send me an email tomorrow, and you're going to tell me how much you're going to refund me, and my book is going to be live in 48 hours, right? So by Monday, my book will be live and available.
That is correct.
Okay, and what about all of the other 50-plus areas that we will put your book up for sale?
Okay, we're going to shortlist all those platforms that are easily done. We are going to start from there. We'll focus on Amazon first, and our secondary priority will be all those platforms that can easily be catered. And then we'll move forward with the rest of them, because some of them have a very complex criteria which takes a little time. But at least you'll have your book on 5+ platforms, worst case scenario. Amazon and Barnes & Noble will be sorted, no problem. We might have a difficulty on Barnes & Noble if you do not have an existing account. Do you have an existing account on Barnes & Noble?
No, I'm a first-time author. I didn't know any of this.
I'm so sorry about that. Okay. Let me work with the team. And Michelle, I'm telling you, you're speaking to me for the first time. I'm telling you, I'm not going to abandon your project from today onwards, okay? So you talk to Patrick or you talk to me directly. And I will personally deal with all the production guys that are working on your project just to make sure that everything is being done in a timely manner. So let's focus on the publication first. Let's try to have the book live by Monday max, and then we will prioritize the rest of it. Tomorrow I'll send you a detailed email step by step in regards to what we will be doing and regarding the partial refund that we discussed about. Okay?
Okay, and so he sent me a W-9 form and wanted my bank account information. Is that something you need?
Yes. If you can provide that today, it would be great. I'm going to hold my guys, my publication guys, off over the weekend so that they can wrap this up and you have the book ready by Monday. So please send that to me as soon as possible.
Can you send me your email address, please?
Sure. You ready?
Hold on. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, that's going to be Samantha, S-A-M as in Mary, A-N as in November, T-H-A dot Hayes, that's my last name, H as in Harry, A as in Alpha, Y as in Yankee, E as in Echo, S as in Sierra, at Penguin Book. Writers.com. You got that?
Yes, I have it.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So have you filled out the form that Patrick sent you, or do you need some time with that?
I filled them out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But with the bank account, we do not want to put it into my regular account, so tomorrow I will be opening a different account. So I can send you all of that tomorrow after 4.
Okay, after 4, is that Eastern time?
My time. I am Mountain Central time.
Okay, Central time. Okay, after 4, let me see what that looks like. Okay, all right. So it's going to be like 2 o'clock here since I'm in the Pacific Standard Time Zone. Okay. Then you'll have to give me at least some leverage till Tuesday. Okay. Max by Tuesday, we will have everything live. Because half of the day tomorrow, it's going to be worn out, you know, while you're opening the account. But I'm going to try my best. If it's possible for us to do the submission tomorrow all at once and, you know, put the book in the submission process, we're going to go ahead and do it, okay?
Okay. I'll send you the information tomorrow. You're going to send me an email outlining what you're going to do. How much
Correct.
Are the author copies?
Let me just check. If I knew about that, Michelle, I would have given you the breakdown of the partial refund. So sorry about that. See, there are multiple services that you signed up for, and it was a bundle package. So the breakdown will be provided by the finance because they have the actual pricing. So let's see.
Right. Well, I was given a contract that included illustrations and book cover, and you guys didn't have to do illustrations or a book cover. That was something I paid for on my own separately.
Can you share that contract with me? Because I only see the package as custom publication package, which includes proofreading, formatting, ebook, paperback, hardcover, unlimited revisions, publishing on 50+ platforms, the printed copies, copyrights, print-on-demand placement, registration, bookstores, 100% royalties, 100% ownership material. It doesn't say anywhere regarding the illustrations. So
I'm going to forward it to you right now.
Perfect. We'll do something, okay? We'll work something out. I know this is a nightmare, and I understand that it's your first time. It's just killing all of that excitement. But trust me, Michelle, at the end of it, once you have the printed copy in your hand, it'll all be worth it. And I'm so sorry on behalf of my company. It shouldn't have been like that. I'm not saying that they did not make mistakes. They did. But we're trying our best to, you know, resolve this and make sure that it's not ruined for you. So please take my word for that. I'll make sure that we get this done for you, okay? Are you there?
All right. I'm going to send it. Yeah, I'm typing in your email address, Penguin Book Writers. I can't talk and type at the same time. I'm sorry.
I understand. Don't worry about it. I'm going to let you go now, Michelle. So a little recap before I go. I'm going to be sending you a detailed email regarding the next steps and the partial refund amount tomorrow. You'll be sending me the banking details along with the contract, which states illustrations in the contract. And by Tuesday, Max, we are looking forward to having the publication sorted out. Same page?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Thank you once again, Michelle, and don't stress out. I'm here for you. We're not going to abandon you. We'll make sure that it doesn't, you know, become disastrous for you. All right? Just sit back, relax. We'll sort this out together.
Okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.